Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Friday morning on B105 means it's time for the sweet and spicy truth game. Of course, Grover is down in Key West. Ashley is down in Florida. Did they take the same flight? What in the world is going on here? Anyhow, so we brought in our award-winning afternoon team, Jesse and Anna, here to fill in on the sweet and spicy truth. Before we get around to the business at hand, 5 at 5:25, this, it just keeps getting bigger. Now, what is it this afternoon?
$2,600.
Woo!
Record
number.
This is the highest jackpot by at least $300 at this point.
It's insane. Yeah. So nobody can get question number five.
And we get people saying all the time, I know the answer if I could just get through. And then they get through and then they'll guess like somebody that's been guessed four times already. Mm-hmm. So we always tell people the Jesse and Anna podcast has the 5 at 5:25 episodes up there from the last month and a half. So you can go through and listen and at least have like 20 wrong answers.
There you go. All right. Well, now the business at hand is a sweet and spicy truth game today, and this is in honor of Stat's unwanted visitor that came buzzing into his house the other day.
Yeah,
that
it was a European hornet. The thing was bigger than a cicada.
Oh, Anna, what would you have thought about that?
No, I saw it. It'd be time to get rid of the house then, Stat.
Yeah, burn it down.
Terrified.
Walk away.
Yeah. So we found out Stat's brother Tom out in Denver, he actually got stung by one of these things
right
above his eye,
and it swelled the whole side of his face. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked like a pirate with an eye patch.
No.
So everybody's got a bitten or stung by story. And I thought that's what we would do today. We would all share ours. I'll go first, if you don't mind.
Oh,
when I was a little boy, my dad taught at Center Hill Lake in the summer. And he taught biology and limnology and things like that. So we stayed in a cabin the whole summer there. And I would fish all day. It was a gorgeous way for a little kid to grow up. But my dad told me the first summer, he goes, be careful every morning. There's a lot of scorpions here, and they like to get inside your shoe at night. Anna's eyes are so big right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So every day, I shook my shoe in the morning. I was like, no. He goes, because it's warm in there. They like to get in there. Nothing. No scorpion. Final day of the first summer we were doing this, I grabbed my shoe because we were all in a big hurry to get out of there. Stuck my foot in there. Scorpion.
Oh.
Stung me on my big toe, and I can still remember to this day how that felt. It was awful.
I would have, a PTSD for sure. Dave, do you leave your lawn mowing shoes like I do? Do you just leave them outside?
I leave them in the garage, though, and yeah, I could get something in there.
I don't because I'm lazy, so mine just sit there on my front porch, and I've never been stung in my shoe, but every single time I shake them out because, I don't need something living in there and then put my foot in there.
I shake out my shoes that I wear on the treadmill at home that are in the garage every day. I pat them against the wall because I'm like, I've seen some spiders down there that I don't want in there if I slide. Yeah. So there's mine, Scorpion, Statman.
Okay, I'll paint the picture. At Campbell County High School, we're in the gym. I'm riding a donkey, playing donkey basketball. I can't remember the donkey's name. We'll just call him Kong. You had to be riding your donkey in order to make a shot, and I'm trying to get Kong to go, and I'm like pulling on the reins, and I'm doing the yeehaw thing, and he just won't go, and I guess I must have hit him just right, and he turns around, nipped me right on the leg, and I like fell off the donkey. I'm like, player on the court.
You got bit by a donkey?
Yes.
Like, did it go through the skin? Not to get graphic, but
it just bruised. It like bruised my calf a little bit. Yeah, it was a little crazy. But donkey.
What noise did it make when it bit you?
That's the noise I made, I think.
That's a flexible donkey, man. Like, it really whipped its head all the way around and bit your leg.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get to the goal. You know, I don't know. I was working the reins a little too much.
Ouch. That's bad.
He got in a full gallop afterwards and then a complete stop and threw me off and I went face planting on the ground. So that wasn't even the worst injury, the donkey bite.
No.
Yeah.
No. Somehow I blame you for putting yourself in the situation of being on a donkey.
Hey, I was wearing a helmet though. It's a rare instance where I was doing something dumb good. And I had a helmet on. So I had that going for me.
All right, Jesse Tack.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing you've ever been bitten by or stung by?
I don't know if this counts as being stung by. I think actually it's Disney has a private island, Castaway Key,
yes.
Serenity Bay. You can walk out like 500 feet and it's waist deep water. I was walking out and I stepped on what in my brain was like coral or something because I was like, ow. I stepped on a sea urchin. And I didn't know because I was walking out to this sandbar and then my brother Joey on the way back, he goes, ow! He stepped on another sea urchin and we both in the bottom of our feet had these black peppery little just look like little dots, black dots.
Yeah.
And they just embed those in you. It's their little defense mechanism. If you step on them, they burrow themselves under the sand, underwater. And he was so freaked out. We went to first aid and they were like, they'll dissolve. They're made of calcium. Like, you'll be fine. But
how bad was it hurting, though?
Not too terribly bad. I mean, maybe like a 3 out of 10. Like, bad enough where I'm like, something is throbbing down there. That feels weird, but it didn't. Are you
sure that he stepped on one, or was it twin telepathy where he feels the pain that you feel? It's some twin thing.
You know, normally it would be that, but no, these happen ten minutes apart.
Okay.
But yeah, the fact we both did it. But now I'm just like, if I go in the water, I feel like I have to have those shoes on. You know what I'm talking
sure.
about?
Sure. Oh, yeah, a little.
Whatever.
You know, there's no worse feeling in the world than walking around in the ocean and something moves under your foot.
Yes.
That's where you're like, hey, hold on, there's stuff in
yeah.
here.
Well, then you remember it's like a giant aquarium you're walking around in.
Yes, it is.
Anna is, her hands are clasped down below.
She's so nervous.
I do not like this topic.
All right, what is yours, Anna?
I don't have anything that crazy. I'm racking my brain, and the worst thing I can think of is a bee. Now, I do swell up pretty badly. Like, whenever I get stung, I'm very swollen, itchy, all of that. But I went to Greece a couple years ago, and everyone was jumping in the water. Almost everyone in my group got stung by a jellyfish, and I was the, like, there was me and one other person that did not get stung by jellyfish. So I don't know if I have something looking out for me, but a bee is the only
That's it. You got lucky.
Thing I can think of.
Okay, then I'll tell you. Jellyfish story. We had the kids on a vacation. We did a dolphin encounter somewhere down in the Caribbean. So they're in the water and everything, and both of them got stung by a little tiny jellyfish waiting for the dolphin to come by. And we were like, they're screaming, and the people were like, this never happens. This never happens. And we're like, okay. And they go, but we've got a kid over here that they need to. We're like, well, if it never happens, why do you have a kid?
Oh, my gosh, I know.
You obviously, it does happen a lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, that is like my biggest fear. Creepy, crawly, things that sting and bite. Like, maybe I've just avoided them so well that.
At least they had a kid. My daughter is traumatized by the year that her Uncle Honey peed on her leg because she was bit by a jellyfish. We still tell that story every vacation.
What?
Yes.
I don't need any more stat stories, okay?
I know. I'm
good. That's enough.
Uncle Honey, jackasses. There's your sweet and spicy truth for Friday, 6:31. Denise Johnson, what's happening there?
They had an accident reported southbound 75 just before the Brand Spence. I'm not seeing anything. It's supposed to be in the right lane, so a heads up in that direction. You also have a broken down vehicle if you're heading eastbound on 275. It's on the ramp to Mineola. Metro now is extending coverage and hours in 2024. Go Metro, your way to go. I'm Denise Johnson. That's your traffic.
And we're going to start seeing some scattered showers move in. More around 9 o'clock this morning. Then we'll have a chance of them throughout the day today. A high of 76, 66 now at the B.
B105. Hey. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
All right, who was right last night this morning? And we've got ourselves a transplant finding his way into our courtroom. Al, hey, Al.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. You moved down here a few years ago from New Jersey to Cincinnati to work at GE. What part of Jersey did you grow up in?
That was in North Jersey.
where all the good food is. So don't let the South Jersey people fool you. But yeah, I'm a transplant over here, and I like it so far. You know, I got to tell you.
All right, give us your best Jersey guy before we proceed here.
What do you want, like the Fonz? Like, hey.
Well, that's from Milwaukee. Come on, man. That's where Fonz was from. All right.
That's what I think of. I don't know.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. There you go.
That's what you're hoping Olivia, your girlfriend, does. Because, first of all, your birthday's coming up here in a few days. So, early happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And this has to do with your birthday.
Yes. So, we got into a little, you know, I wouldn't call it an argument, but a little back and forth. And I'll tell you why. It's because, you know, my girlfriend wanted her brother invited to my party, but he's kind of like a lame-o, you know? And, you know, I don't like hanging out with him too much. And he's not like, you know, I don't know. I just got to leave it at that. But, you know, I invited my brother. So now she's got a right to be like, hey, what the heck? You know, you brought your brother and I got to make an excuse for mine. And she's a little upset about that. She's calling me a hypocrite and all kinds of things. And, you know, I don't know how to break it to her that her brother's just not that fun.
And her brother's local. Yours has to, like, book a plane ticket, schedule off of work, fly in. There's a lot about your brother coming in town.
Yeah, I mean, he lives in New York, so he is taking a flight in. But, you know, that's my brother. You know, I like him.
Well, of course you do. So wait, so you can't tolerate Olivia's brother for a few hours.
Well, here's the thing. He comes to the dinner. He's going to want to stay after the party. He's going to come to my house. And I'm not going to be able to get rid of him. I don't know.
Wow.
He's not one of those guys that'll bring other people with him to the party that aren't invited, is he?
Yeah, actually, yes, because he's local. He thinks I need friends or something. He just tries too hard in, like, every subject. I don't know.
And Olivia, obviously, I mean, it's her brother, so she probably has the same feelings towards him that you do towards yours.
Well, I'm sure of it, yeah. I mean, that's her family. She grew up with him, but unfortunately, I'm not her family. Yeah. I don't have to see her brother if I don't want to see him. You know, he's just not that cool, man. I don't know.
Wow. All right, and what's Olivia saying to this before we go to our jury today?
Well, I think Olivia is just stuck on the fact that I'm inviting mine, so she wants to invite her brother. And me, like I said, I don't want to deal with the whole, you know, everything around it. And yeah. I've got a bunch of friends out here already. It's just, you know, unfortunately, her brother just tries a bit too hard, so I don't really like to hang out with him. And it's my birthday, so, you know, I should be able to do what I want on my birthday.
Exactly, it's your party.
All right, okay. Let's go to the jury. Statman, Ashley's out today, so what do you got?
I don't know how to not be on your team. Your girlfriend, I don't know, dude, sounds a little controlling. I think this is a little bit of maybe her real personality showing through. You might want to be careful with this one. I'm totally on your team here, Al, and I caution you on questioning more things in the future because this is a sign of her dark personality, dude. It's not about her. It's your day. You do what you want to do. I'm on Team Al.
All right. I'm going to be totally opposite, man. I think it's your girlfriend. You better take one for the team here, man, because if you don't, I know what you're not going to be getting from her for your birthday. I can tell you that right now. I don't know. So, and that's not only reason. I mean, if you're wanting to, you know, if this is going down the road a little bit further, you've already thrown some pretty good drama into the old family equation there. I don't know, but I get the whole it's your birthday. It should be where you want to, but even then, sometimes you got to suck it up, I guess, but... Wow. So we're kind of split here today. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I see your point there, Dave.
Let's see what we got to have our B105 listeners break the tie. 749-B105 also coming through the B105 app. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Al. And best of luck to you. And hey, let's get you over to a Reds, Mets, or Yankees game sometime soon.
Yeah, let's do it. Awesome.
736. Are you Team Al? Don't invite the brother. Team Olivia. Hey, it's my brother. He should be invited. Yeah. Let's hear from you. Lots coming through the B105 app on this one.
And I got to say, Brenda T makes a good point here. Are you going to marry this girl? Because eventually that guy is going to be family, and you're going to need to just have to suck it up and invite him.
All right. Tim Tobias, always with lots of wisdom. If he brings a gift, who cares? Make sure the beers are flowing and stay away from it.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This morning we heard from Al, who is a transplant to Cincinnati from New Jersey, and it's his birthday coming up. And his girlfriend, Olivia, is having a party for him. Now, Al's brother is coming in from New York. Obviously, it's his brother, and he loves him very deeply. But he doesn't care much for Olivia's brother and asks if she could not invite him to the party. And she's like, this is my brother. And he's like, well, it's my party. Statman and I, without Ashley, split. Stat was for Al. I was for Olivia. Let's see what you think at 749-B105. Kristen, where do you fall on this?
Oh, I'm Team Al. I agree. It's his party if he doesn't want him there.
So yeah, you're totally fine. Now, wait, put the shoe on your foot. Olivia's shoe's on your foot. If this was happening to you, would you be fine with telling your brother he can't come to the party because your boyfriend doesn't like him?
I don't have a brother.
I'm saying, hypothetically, if you were her.
I mean, yeah, if my husband didn't want my brother or sisters to come to his party, if it's not a family function, then sorry, sisters or brother, you don't, not invited.
Tammy, what are you on, Team Al or Team Olivia?
Team Olivia, because I agree with you. If you want the future with her, you better take one for the team, because it's not fun when you split up a family because you don't like somebody. But if she's a casual girlfriend, it's your birthday. Do what you want.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
So it just depends upon how serious they are in their relationship.
Absolutely.
All right, Brittany, where are you, Team Al or Team Olivia?
I am Team Olivia.
And why is that?
I feel like maybe she thinks that he's going to be with his brother all night, so she can invite her brother to not have family problems, but she'll be hanging out with her brother while he's attending to everybody else at the party. But also, if he's already having family problems at this time, maybe she's not the one, because that will just cause future problems.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amanda messaged in and she says, I think some adult conversations need to be had here with the girlfriend's brother. The brother may not know he's being way too annoying, and it might help out to just talk it out, and maybe the brother will act different.
And then
absolutely.
Lynn has a good point. She says, Al sounds like a jerk, to be honest. How would he feel if the roles were reversed? I'd tell Olivia to run, because it doesn't sound like this bodes well for the future. What are the holidays going to look like?
Exactly. And just because it's his birthday doesn't mean, you know, that I'm not going to say that he shouldn't get what he wants. But again, family comes first.
Yeah, you get what you want on your birthday when you're five, not when you're, you know. Rest of it is, hey, welcome to reality, right?
Exactly.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
And this morning we've got Peyton. She is 13 years old, a seventh grader at Campbell County Middle School. Good morning, Peyton.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the summer?
Yeah.
When do you get out of school?
May 24th.
Don't even act like you had to think about that. What are you doing? How do you not know? Come on.
21 days.
Yeah. All right. Let's have that dad joke, girl.
I went to the doctor because I could only hear a buzzer.
Why could you only hear a buzzer?
He told me it was a bug going around.
Oh, my. That's a good one. All right. Get to school and start marking the days off the calendar there, Peyton.
Okay.
The Big Dave Podcast.
Anyway, yesterday we're in a meeting, and all of a sudden Statman jumps up and shouts, Kayla's cock in the tub. And I'm like, wait, what did you just say? Yeah. Kayla's at home and she's caulking the tub.
Without me there.
And she's on the phone with us right now. Schmoopy, what in the world? Was he just making that up or were you really caulking the tub?
No, I really did. I had to call him to figure out which caulk to use. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to use the silicone advanced indoor-outdoor project clear or if I was supposed to use the Gorilla Glue or the white. So you know, it was my first time. I was very proud of myself. I only made a minimal amount of mess, mostly on my hands. But yeah. I thought it looked pretty good. I thought I did a really good job.
Well, now, the question is why? Why are you caulking the tub and why was it so urgent to do it?
Well, it's a long story for a short answer. Well, I had to clean the shower. I had to clean the bathtub, which meant like getting out the bleach and, you know, scrubbing. And I don't know, we have, you know, two teenage daughters and, you know, it kind of gets grimy. I'm sure everybody has that same issue.
Dave, she scrubbed so hard, the caulk came out.
Oh.
So she had to re-caulk. Now, it could have been because I bought cheap caulk.
Probably.
But, hey, we replaced it with the good Gorilla Glue stuff.
That's good.
And then she just had to call and find where the glue gun or where the caulk gun was and where the actual caulk was. And then I'm like, I'll just do it when I get home. And that's when she was like, no, I'm already working on it. I got this.
Why are you feverishly doing this?
Manic behavior is the only answer that I can say.
It's manly behavior, man. So we have company coming over, having a big Cinco de Mayo birthday party, derby, flying pig party. It's like everything in one. And Kayla is so concerned because all of her family is coming over. And the first thing everybody looks at when they come over is baseboards, the caulk around the tub, and are your curtains clean? Says nobody.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, says men, but women say this all the time. So this is it, Kayla. You are trying to get the house in order. And so when company comes, there's no, oh, did you see her baseboards? They were, oh, did you look at the bathtub?
Oh, no. Those stats are filthy.
Wow, they're like pigs. What is going on
over
there?
We should
there?
Disown them from the family. Nobody does that. Your family loves you. They would not judge one bit. But still, it's in the back of Kayla's mind. I want a happy wife. I want a happy life. So I'm like, okay, let's do this.
So you feel like they're really going to judge you on this, Kayla?
Well, it's not that. I have 30 people coming to the house. And maybe it's one of those things that kind of just motivates me to get the things that I've been procrastinating not getting done and just getting them done. Jason, the staff's been with me the whole time doing this. I mean, he was weed eating and blowing the lawn last night at 9:30. So I apologize to all my neighbors.
Yeah, I'm sure they appreciated that. Yeah. Hey, what's that noise? It's just those people that had that old beat up truck out in their yard forever.
So, hey, I got to give Kayla a lot of credit here because not only is she doing all of this stuff, running around, but she tripped over Chi-Chi and broke her toe. So she's doing all of this with a broken toe. I don't call this manic. I call it manly.
Manly behavior.
You're a tough chick.
Somebody's got to do it. I mean, honestly, I mean, Chi-Chi was just kind of in the way.
Dog's fine.
The toe will heal. Not by the time we have company coming over. So things got to get done. I got to get it done.
You got to get it done. So this is your focus right now is the house is immaculate for when the company comes. Even things you don't think in a million years they'll look at, you want them to have no reason to notice.
Absolutely.
Now, this raises a question. Kayla, are you going over to my friends' houses and judging them on their baseboards? If you're so concerned about ours.
You know what? I actually was thinking about that. Every time I've gone to somebody's house, I've not actually like pulled over the curtain to make sure that their tub is clean and caulked appropriately.
Exactly.
But you will now.
We never do that.
Yeah, I will now.
Yeah.
Sure I know. On my
right.
level.
All right,
Tony, Jesse, you better clean your caulks. Wait, that's no. You better clean your tub, caulk.
Can you put that L in there a little better? Caulk.
Get a hard L in that word, please.
All right, Schmoopy, let's see if you're alone here, because I have a feeling you're not. 749-B105. We want to hear from mainly women here. Are you so frantic that when you're going to have people over, you are going to clean things that most of the time no one's ever going to notice? Are you going to go frantic like Kayla is right now.
Dave, she had me on a ladder touching up the gutters with paint. Who's checking out my gutters?
Wow. Just wait till it gets closer, the things you're going to be doing.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to know.
All right.
I have some more inflatables, Dave, that I need you to blow up when you get here. We got balloons and inflatables. That's the next. It's the decor.
It's going to be. All right. Let's see. 749-B105 through the app. Do you frantically clean before company comes? We would love to hear from you right now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Last hour, we heard from stat wife Kayla that, you know, with 30-plus people, family, friends coming to the house this weekend, let's see, she's caulking the tub, cleaning the baseboards, washing the curtains, having you paint the gutters.
Yes.
Just everything. She's
just going manic, cleaning everything frantic. And anything.
Yeah, so we were wondering, is this just a woman thing? Holly, are you like stat wife Kayla? Are you frantically cleaning before a company comes over?
It almost causes a divorce every time.
Oh, my God.
Please elaborate on that.
She's absolutely right. You want the house. If someone's never been to your house before, it has to be spotless.
Even the things you don't think in a million years they're going to look at, you want...
Trust me, when someone goes up and sits on your potty, they look around at everything, including dirty, nasty cloth.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. What's one of the most random things you've had your husband do?
The gutter, I got to say, touching up the gutters with a bit. I've never gone that far. flipping furniture, moving everything around, mopping floors, scrubbing floors, touching up paint in the house, you betcha.
Because you know the company's going to come over and look under your couch and see how clean it is.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. It smells when it's got dust underneath. The dust stinks.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So if you want the house to smell nice, you got to clean everything. You got to flip the beds, all the bedding, everything.
Yeah, well, that's what Kate says through the B105 app. Yes, company coming makes you take care of the things you've been putting off. I'm not sure if I like to host or if I like how clean my house is afterwards.
I'm going to tell you what, after Christmas this year, I don't know if I want to do it ever again.
Is that why you don't want to have company over now?
I tell you, when you break out the good china and you've got to put it all away after the event's over, it's rough.
Oh, how about Natalie? How about this one? People won't notice if your baseboards are clean, but they will notice if they're dirty.
Good point.
Very good. Thanks for the call.
Good point. Thank you.
All right, Mandy, are you like stat wife Kayla there?
Very much so. I love when we have a good party so that we can get all those projects done that have been put off. Right now, we are currently painting kids' bedrooms for a party that we'll be having this summer.
Wow. Is it a kids' party?
No. Party for someone else, and it's all those projects that you keep putting off.
Yeah.
And you need the motivation to get the project done.
Exactly.
And of the amount of people you're going to have over, how many are going to be looking in the kids' bedrooms?
Probably none of them.
But, well, now all of them, because you just painted them and they'll want to see your job. So maybe there's something to it.
Yes.
Oh, here's one from Michelle. She says, I own a cleaning business, and yes, my regular clients want me to do a deep clean before parties. Actually, I'm doing a deep clean today for a client who is having a first communion party. It is a thing. Well, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Women just need to settle down.
It's men, too. We all get a little manic sometimes.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming 100% courtesy of the Boy Scouts of America. This is amazing. You know the motto, be prepared. That's the Boy Scout motto, simple yet effective. Well, an 11-year-old Boy Scout from Kansas City recently put that to the test because he was recognized for a heroic act he did while on vacation with his family in Hawaii. They were at Waikiki Beach, and 11-year-old Alex Taylor recounted how he heard a cry for help coming from the water, and he immediately sprang into action, and using skills he'd learned as a Cub Scout, despite the strong current and deep waters, managed to rescue a woman that was having distress in the water, drowning, by wrapping her arm around his and swimming her to safety on the beach.
A kid?
11 years old.
A grown woman, he saved?
A grown woman, wow. Yes. So he felt like a hero, and rightfully so, because he used his instincts that he got as a Cub Scout for guiding him through the rescue. Now, as a result of his good deed, he was celebrated with a big candy bouquet back at the hotel.
Oh, nice.
But when he got back home to Kansas City, Missouri, he was honored with something else by the Boy Scouts of America, the Heroism Award. Because he was definitely a hero and joined in a very select group that receives that award from the Boy Scouts. Afterwards, he said, "This shows the importance of the skills that were taught in scouting and urges other scouts to take their training seriously." He says the values of what he learned and being prepared for something like that, even simple lessons that he was taught at the local swimming pool, can make a difference in real life situations. And they did. He learned how to save someone in a pool and took it to Hawaii and saved someone drowning in the ocean.
That's awesome.
I mean, come on, Alex, Taylor, you are good vibes personified, brother. B.
One of more of the Big Dave podcast.
Live on our Facebook page right now and live on the airwaves of B105 because Statman is getting ready for the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby in Louisville this weekend. And you are making mint juleps here in the studio.
Yes, and I only drink this one time a year.
And you've never done it before. Have you ever made them?
I've never made it before. I'm literally just watched a YouTube video on how to do it.
And we've got our engineer over here, Will 1AM, who is going to be your guinea pig along with you. Hi, Will.
Hi. I'm scared here, actually.
Don't worry. I've had many mint juleps in my life. I think I got this down. And this is like the easiest mixed drink other than Jack and Coke to make.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's have it. What are you going to be doing here?
All right. So two shot glasses. You start out with about like half a shot glass full of simple syrup, just some sweet stuff.
Okay.
And we put that in our copper cup. And because I couldn't find like regular mint, like leaves on its own, I just bought a whole mint plant.
Nice.
So you take about five of these little leaves off your mint plant, and you put them in the bottom of your cup. And the key is you got to smoosh them and break up the mint so that it smashes up and then it'll kind of get that minty flavor. So you get your little wood thing. And
like a pharmacist tool there.
Yeah, yeah. You just kind of mush them together.
Muddle.
Yeah.
Muddle.
That's muddle. The
word. Yeah. I think, thank you, Will, for knowing the actual word there. Yeah. Mush them. Yeah.
Smush them, muddle.
We know muddle what you're talking them. About. Yeah. We know.
Oil and trouble. Okay, so we mush them up a little bit. Add a little bit of ice.
Okay.
And it's key to use broken ice, by the way. You don't want to use like a big chunk.
Because, do we know where that stick has been, Will? I don't know that he's used
it. I sanitized it.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. It's a paper towel holder, but it worked for what we needed for right now.
If there was ever a more hillbilly way to make mint juleps, that is found.
It looks just like the bar tool.
Okay.
It looks
like
the tool they had in the video.
And then a pestle? Isn't that what that should be called, Will?
Yeah.
Mortar and pestle? Okay. Yeah.
Use what you got. And then I got Jim Beam Double Oak. I'm telling you, this is a great mixing bourbon. You can also sip on it.
Okay.
But you do about two shots of that. It's literally like 85% alcohol, they say. And that's why you need the crushed ice, so it'll kind of break it up a little bit.
Well, I hope nothing happens to the transmitter to our engineer this morning. That's a lot of bourbon going in there.
That's all right. We'll get you an Uber to go save the radio station.
All right, so you have now, what else do you do now?
And then we add a little bit more ice on top, and then we got to garnish it with a little pretty bit of mint on the corner here.
Okay. And this is a mint julep live for getting ready for Derby.
Yeah, see, look. Boom.
All right, look at that. Let's see him.
In the copper cup.
Okay, now the taste test.
Here's for the run for the horse.
Cheers.
Yeah. Mm. Ah, tastes like scope. Wow. I don't know. Is it pretty good?
It tastes really good.
Yeah,
really?
You got to really smoosh up the mint to break it up to get it in there. But
there's some chocolate in there.
That's because I didn't wash the cups.
Oh, goodness.
Why is there chocolate in there?
No, it's the bourbon flavor. It's that double oak, I'm telling you. It's got a little chocolatey flavor to it.
All right, so this is a success.
I'm ready to run for the roses. I can't drive there.
I love it.
So what do you give him? A 1 out of 10 grade there, Will, on his first ever making of a mint julep?
I'm going to say an 8.5.
Really?
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
No, it's a lot lower than the alcohol content, that's for sure.
No, that's right.
Yeah. All right, let's get a final check of B105 traffic. And wow, the mint juleps are flowing
you
in here,
smell
Denise
that
Johnson.
Mint in the air, Dave?
Not really, but I'm way over here.
The interstate's looking pretty good right now. Now, keep in mind, you've got the Flying Pig going on this weekend, so you're going to have a lot of road closures downtown. Tonight, you're going to have road closures from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and on Saturday, you're going to have them starting at 6:30 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. So if you are going to the Reds game tomorrow, you should be okay. Then on Sunday, your road closures are going to start around midnight, but they're going to continue until 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Metro Now is extending coverage and hours in 2020. Go Metro, your way to go. I'm Denise Johnson. That's your traffic.
All right. You guys just did shots of whiskey.
Well, I wanted him to taste the double oak Jim Beam. It's cheap but good.
Now. Oh, goodness gracious.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Time to get a brand new member in our B105 Country Club. You know, it's getting huge over there on B105.com. That's where you go and fill out your application. And the next thing you know, you're like Lindsay Omer from Lawrenceburg, Indiana, because you're our new member. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Yeah, you're an appointment coordinator at TriHealth. We hear from you a lot. In fact, you had a lot of belly aching going on when they were closing down the Norwood Lateral for a bit.
I did. It was awful at first. I had to start getting up an hour earlier, so now I get up at 4:15 every day.
Oh, my gosh. So you're listening to the part of the show where we think nobody's listening?
Yeah, I turn you guys on about 4:30 every morning.
Yeah, cool.
Now we're going to have to try harder. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
It also says in your entry that you have hitchhiker's thumb. I don't know what that is.
So, like, you know how you bend your thumb back? Mine bends back, like, as far as it can.
Like, you could touch your wrist with your thumb almost?
It goes, like, flat.
Oh, my
God. The top of it.
We're all looking at our thumbs right now.
So, wait, are you talking about, like, grabbing it and pushing it backwards, or it just does it without that?
No, I don't grab it or anything. It just does it.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you know how you just do it on your own, and, like, the top of it goes, like, back, like, real far.
Like, if you're giving a thumbs up, mine just wants to stay straight up, but yours will go way far back.
Mine, real far.
Does anybody else in your family have this affliction?
I don't think so, no.
What in the world? Are you missing a bone in there? What's happening?
No.
Wow.
It just does it.
Is this your superpower?
I love it.
Well, cool. It also says you have a dog. It's your child. You spoil him rotten. Tell us about your puppy.
Oh, my puppy. My puppy is special. I moved in with my grandpa when my grandpa got sick, and my grandpa bought him. He was mine and my grandpa's dog. So when my grandpa passed away, he came with me. So he is extra special to me.
What's the name?
Well, he's got a few, but Buddy is the appropriate one for the radio.
Buddy?
Buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to know, what are the inappropriate ones?
Head. He answers to that one better than he does Buddy.
Oh, my gosh. You can't.
Lindsay, it's an honor to have you into the B105 Country Club here. You and head. And
thank you.
The next thing we need to do is to get your song on B105. What's it going to be?
I'm going to say Country Girls Shake It For Me.
Oh, Luke Bryan. So why that song?
He's just my absolute favorite.
And you like to shake it for him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay. Well, let's get it on. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.